Hello, Berkey. How are you?
Morning, Middo. Morning, boys. Good weekend had by all again. How about yours?
Very good, mate. Well, we were at LIV Golf in Adelaide on Friday. Loz was there. Should have seen him at the party hole, shirt off. No, I'm just kidding. He kept
it. He's rugby league thrown through, isn't he?
Raining above your head, round and round.
How was it? I saw pictures of it. It was incredible.
Outstanding, Berkey. I would recommend the event to anyone.
Has the stigma of the sort of, you know, sports washing things, you know, fallen away now, so to speak? Or was that a non-issue?
It was a non-issue for me.
Absolutely, yeah. Non-issue.
I mean, like,
find those hypocrisies anywhere.
Well, you just took the words right out of my mouth, Middo. Like, governments do dealings with the Saudis.
Oh, mate, so, seriously.
What's the difference?
Mate, the crowds are fantastic.
Oh, awesome.
The crowds were huge. And they had a good time.
And to see those players up close, like Phil Mickelson walk, you know, 30 centimetres.
Did he give you a thumbs up?
And it mightn't be for everyone either,
Berkey. Did he get the thumbs up?
You know, it mightn't be for everyone because they might just like the, you know, that slow pace of the golf and be nice and quiet tradition of the game. But if you want something that's a little bit different and a bit loud and creates an electric atmosphere, that is the place to go.
Magnificent. Love it.
Speaking of electric atmospheres, Berkey, what about the rugby on the weekend? That would have been electric.
Electric, man. I was watching touch footy on the weekend, but yes. Mate, you know what? There was a young kid called Tim Ryan for Queensland who scored three tries on his debut, which was quite spectacular. They went down against the Blues up in Queensland, but great stuff. This young guy on debut, sort of young bloke flyer, sort of junior Wallabies type number. So great to see there's some good talent still coming around in the game. Brumbies were you just know about the Brumbies what you're going to get. You know, it's a if you ask people about the identity of them, they can run the ball, and then you know when they get ruthless when they hit the corners and go for those that driving maul. It's been a feature of their game for so long. They score points. Noel Oliseo again, sort of, you know, steering the bus. It's going to be interesting, you know, when Joe Smith has to choose his number 10. There's a couple of number 10s running around at the moment. You know, Carter Gordon, obviously the incumbent, but you know, Noah, who was left out of that World Cup squad last year, probably thanking his lucky stars he did. He's been outstanding. He's been really good. And the less we talk about the force game, 7-6 against the Highlanders, so we'll forget about that one. The Rebels got dusted. I thought they were going to be better against the Crusaders. They got they were donuts on the weekend. They got no points. So I thought they would have been better than that. Maybe this is a run that the Crusaders need to sort of, you know, sneak into a finals contention. And then the Waratahs at the back end of it, you know, playing against the Chiefs on Friday night, had some chances, but they were sloppy. All in all, it's been a tough year, disappointing year for the Waratahs and the way they've gone about their stuff.
How's Mark Noah Konatoase going, Berkey? Because obviously he's signed with the Roosters for next year and he's an out-and-out Wallaby. Well, has been at least the last couple of years. And whilst in of course, rugby league at the moment heading into Origin, there's a bit of debate over whether that Joseph Swali'i should be picked considering he's heading to rugby next year.
Sure.
Will Noah Konatoase be picked, do you think, for the Wallabies considering that he's off to league next year? But he's been dropped recently for the Waratahs, hasn't he?
Correct. He does the and this is, I think, the feedback from, you know, what the coaches are giving him. He does the exceptionally incredibly well. You know, when it's a crossfield kick and jumping high, you know, landing over the top of someone to score a sort of a meat pie or sort of the intercept, which he's sort of renowned for at the moment as well, and the offload. My only thing to him would be is you've got to do the basics well as well. So there's been his form, admittedly, has been up and down, and that's why he missed out on selection a couple of weeks ago, sat on the sideline. I think they've said we'll take the best blokes that are available. You know, it doesn't matter if they are, you know, going overseas or going to rugby league. So, but again, you know, you've got to prove yourself, don't you? And his form has been a little bit patchy. And so, you know, this is, I suppose, the area that Joe Smith has to look at and say, yep, I'm going to take you for this run before you go and go to rugby league, or your form is not good enough. I don't think it's going to be a blanket ban. You're going to rugby league, we won't pick you. You know, at the time that, you know, the Wallabies need their best players playing. So if he is the best player, you know, and warrant selection, you know, give him a start. But if he doesn't warrant selection because his form's no good, you know, he sits on the bench or he doesn't get a start.
Now, another team that, well, a lot of Australians hate, you know, in the Super Rugby is the Crusaders. They've been stinking, but they towed up the Rebels on the weekend, 39-0. They look like they're going to scrape into the eight, are they?
If they get a run on, Clarkey, they could. I mean, the eight, it's an interesting competition, isn't it? When you reach 12 teams, you reach the top eight. So, yeah, no, this is food for thought. Maybe one of the modifying things of Super Rugby is that, you know, you change that sort of, you know, top eight to maybe top six to make it a bit more cutthroat. They could get a run on and make it in. Remembering they've got a new coach, it was the old Waratahs coach, and who's over there. But, you know, they've got a red-hot team. Mm. They've got some incredible players in there, but they just haven't seemed to be able to sort of, you know, put it together. Mm. You talk about legacy, and you talk about history, and you talk about sort of, you know, I spoke about sort of, you know, being able to identify your team culture and that kind of stuff. You know, the Crusaders are renowned for just sort of, you know, playing this, you know, incredible rugby. So I think they'll get a run on. I don't write them off. If you know, when you look at the table and you think Crusaders at the bottom, and you think I've got to play them, and if it's going to be a laydown mazare, you're counting your chickens a bit too early, I think. So, you know, watch this space for those blokes. They could make a certain run for it, absolutely.
Berkey, I was reading last weekend there's a rebel ticket that's trying to overthrow the Rugby Australia board. What have you made of that?
Yeah, I read something during the week about that as well, Loz. You know, it's the difficult part about that is if there are, I mean, at the moment Rugby Australia is taking the debt on for them. They're paying the players, so you know, if they're able to make do and keep alive, I think people would be happy about that. I mean, you're trying to keep the game growing. The difficult part about if the franchise falls, you know, where do those players go? So do they get absorbed into the four other teams? Remembering there is a salary cap that goes through there. How do you then auction off Dutch auction off these players? So we're sort of shooting ourselves in the foot when we're paying overs for players because they're going to stay in Australia. The difficult part about that is then they'll get lost to the system and they'll go overseas and play overseas. I suppose on the back of that, the next thought process is that Joe Smith has spoken about sort of, you know, the Giddo law and opening it up. So I think that's I like that. I've always talked about sort of, you know, potentially, you know, using those blokes overseas who can play in that international window because some of those blokes are our best players. You know, and you talk about form and the rest of it. Give yourself a best chance of playing. We're 10 in the world at the moment or 9 in the world. We need to climb the ranks. And if we've got players overseas who can do a job, you know, jump on board. But the Rebels one, it's a really difficult one, Loz. I don't know too much more about that. It's certainly a bit of a headache for Phil Law and crew trying to work out what's going on next year.
And the Waratahs Super W side just outstanding yesterday as they were the dominant team by far, weren't they, throughout that competition, Berkey?
Yeah, perfect season, Mido. They didn't lose a game. They were pushed in parts in a couple of those round games, but 17-14 at one stage in that game yesterday, and then you're right, the bit of experience came through and they turned up the heat. Well done led by Piper Duck, who's come back from a foot injury. She's obviously now the Wallaroos captain as well. So for her and her troops to win and win well, they're playing expansive football. They're playing up the front when they need to, and they've really taken to another level for that Super Rugby for the women's. The big one now is, you know, how many of those girls get into the Wallaroos squad and can they turn that form into a winning form for the Wallaroos? They've got some games coming up very soon. So, you know, well done to them. And it's, I suppose, in a way, a good thing for the Waratahs to have the girls winning. They're doing great stuff.
Thank you, Berkey.
Good on you, boys. Have a great week.